In all you're getting, don't just get knowledge. Contend for presence, the depth of your love for God that is expressed in your devotion. Not empty, I love you. Not empty, I love you. Consecration and devotion are two keys that connect to love. Devotion. They follow wholly, not half-heartedly, not one leg in, one leg out, wholly. And then number two, the second key that secures divine presence is obedience. When I sent you, not when you left, not when you wanted to go, when I sent you, lackest thou anything, including the presence that backed you. There are many people doing things God did not ask them to do, and God will not back what he did not command. If you are obeying a lie, you are still disobeying. Divine presence. Ladies and gentlemen, I have learned this with all humility as a secret. I have seen what the presence of God can do. You see, every spirit, born again or not, regenerate or not, regenerated or not, any spirit can detect the presence of God. So you can stand close to someone and not know why you want to bless him and not know why you want to help him. It's not always about wisdom. They are carrying something that is compelling blessings from your spirit. This is what you can carry as a man of God that will draw people who do not know you. They will travel distances and come. They cannot tell what is pulling them. It's called presence. Divine presence. You can copy a man of God's sermon, but you don't copy presence. You can say exactly what was said and not see the effect. Exactly. Same scripture, same preaching, same emphasis, same example, but there will be no life because there was no presence. Can I tell you the truth? When you carry presence, you will save yourself the pressure of always trying to say something new. You will focus on being fresh. Presence is responsible for freshness. The food that you eat biologically from the day you were born till today, they are countable. You can write them on a paper, yet you have not died. But every time you eat, the reason why you survive is because you eat freshness, not necessarily newness. Listen, let me tell you why, as men of God, when we prepare sermons, we still take the time to pray and brood over it. Because a good sermon without the presence factor will fall on deaf ears. It remains as a lecture, no matter how intelligent. Let me advise you as a man of God. After preparing your notes, place it on the ground and lie there in prayer. Let your presence, that presence factor, you are preparing for a miracle service or a crusade, and all you bought was clothes and tie, you will be disappointed in a very brutal way. That your disappointment will be a lesson for many people. This is what a lot of people do. Don't be beguiled by all this protocol that escorts it. No! Even those who practice witchcraft know. They stay first. There is an incubation. It's called marination. Women will understand. You put meat and just leave it in a sauce for hours and something happens. There is that marination, and from it you come out. And there are things you will not have to say again. The more you carry the presence, the less the noise. The less the noise. But the louder the sound, I tell you. The louder the sound of impact, the sound of deliverance. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he. In the name of our God, blessed is he who comes. In the name of our God, I will manifest myself. Man of God, learn this as a secret. Carry presence. Don't just carry Bible. Carry presence. Carry presence. Don't just carry information. The presence of God. Be marinated in that presence. Soak in that glory. Be robed up in that glory. And come out. That's where the word baptizo comes. You are immersed. You have become one with that glory. You come out from that atmosphere. Sufficiency. Presence. Listen, there are many things you will not look for if you find the presence of God. 2 Chronicles 25, 26 and verse 5. 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 5. Presence. Let's hurry up. We have a lot to do. Let's read together. And he sought God. First four words. He sought God, not things. God, not a name. God, not power. God, not a platform. God, not a preaching opportunity. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had the understandings of the vision of God. Read with me, Koinonia. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Who makes men prosper? One more time. Who makes men prosper? Make no mistakes about it. When you see anyone lifted, blessed, adorned with glory, God is behind it. God made him. There is a name God is called. He's called a maker. He does not just make the heavens and the earth alone. He's a maker of men, the maker of ministries, the maker of destinies. And that same God is making someone's life today, turning you to Beulah and Hephzibah, making beauty out of your life. Hallelujah. Please sit down. The first spiritual resource you need, we have to hurry, is called divine presence. I have to stop. The next spiritual resource that you need is called supernatural power. You need power. You need power. My goodness, you need power. Genuine power. Genuine power. Apostolic power. Genuine power for signs and wonders. Genuine power to command the supernatural. Genuine power that makes your words like the words of God. Genuine power that produces results. Genuine power that opens gates. Genuine power that closes other gates. Many, many people are sincere, but they've not stayed with God to carry genuine power. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed, even the word needed to be anointed. Even the word needed to be anointed. The word without the anointing was impotent. How God anointed the word with the Holy Ghost and with power, and with power, and with power, and with power. What is power? The force that compels compliance. The force that compels compliance. If there is one thing I've learned about Satan, is that he's a stubborn spirit. It doesn't matter what God has said. Once power has not been introduced, you are joking. God said, I am the head and not the tail. That statement does not scare spirits, but let power come in. Power. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. It says, it is through the greatness of thy power that the enemies will submit themselves. Psalm 66 and verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves. You are not the first person to come from a family with charms and yokes. We all came from there. When you see it not work, it's not because it cannot work. It was stopped. Power. 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 My God. I once watched a video of an elephant that was tied to an aircraft. They wanted to test the level of strength it had. And they tied the elephant to an aircraft just to see if it could pull it. And that thing looked like it was joking until it started pushing that aircraft. That aircraft went in total obedience. Say power. The end of any argument, is when power comes. Genuine power. Genuine power. Genuine power. Man of God, you need power. You have a message, but tarry ye until ye be endued, not with another sermon, be endued with power. Yes, sir. You shall receive power. I taught you already, but you shall receive power. Meaning you can reject it. Many have rejected it. And they told themselves, I'm not a preacher. Power is not for preachers. It is a spiritual resource that empowers you for the journey. You shall receive power. So when he says, give us this day our daily bread, the first spiritual resource you need to continue, to remain, to advance, when you combine presence and power, my God, you have something on your life. You have something on your life. You have something on your life. And I'm praying for someone in the name of Jesus. The grace to stay. You know the secret of spiritual power? There are many factors. But let me tell you the truth. One authentic pathway to spiritual power is to engage the mystery of prayer with fasting. Authentic spiritual power. Prayer with fasting. In the presence of light. You have found the combo. Prayer with fast, not prayer and fasting. If you pray and don't fast, well, that's fine. But if you fast and don't pray, you only took yourself to a point of hunger. Many people say they are fasting and just wake up 10 minutes. They peel the orange they will take by 6, by 5:45, and that's all they are doing. And by 6 on the dot, without 1 second added, they start to suck the orange. And well, the mercy of God is there, but you didn't fast. No. There is a fast commanded, I tell you, that produces power. Genuine power. That you lock yourself and pray. Not pray and browse. Not pray and call. Not pray and watch part movie, part this thing. You shut down and pray for the purpose of edification. No prayer point. When others are snoring their destiny, you are generating energy, making contact with genuine power. Acts chapter 4 and verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Someone shout power. Please be seated. Give us this day our daily bread. I'm showing you the mystery of sufficiency. And can I tell you, the order of your pursuit matters. Your spiritual pursuit must be the greatest and the highest in terms of the energy you give your pursuit. There are others like you'll be learning, but in order of priority. When you want to embark on any spiritual journey, ministry, life, business, your assignment, please, in all you're getting, if you must get daily bread, you must invest in the things that keep divine presence. You must invest in the things that keep divine power. Don't just say it arrived yesterday. No. Give us this day. That means do this day that which brings the daily bread. Give us this day. For those of you who have interacted with the North, when the Muslims are having their fast, many times some of the mosques and the people, they, you know, someone just donates so that they can cook for some of the children who cannot help themselves. How many of you have seen that kind of thing? And once it's time, they all arrange their plates and then they serve them and they go. And by the next day, they wash their plates again. Sometimes you see the children hungry and they are just waiting impatiently until it's time. They come this day to receive this day. If you don't do the things daily that keep the presence daily, that keep the power daily, you will wake up like Samson and find out that there's no power again. Assumption is costly in this journey of destiny. You only pray when you are going for a conference, or you only pray, study the Bible like the dear sister who gave her testimony. You see, honestly admitting that before the school of ministry, she would not even open her Bible, she would not even pray. Obtain grace to love the Lord more than your necessary food. Secure divine presence. Secure divine presence through the depth of your devotion for spiritual things. Obtain grace to invest in the place of prayer. Obtain grace to invest in the place of the word until you contact genuine power. genuine power. Every time I have the opportunity to watch videos of the patriarchs in modern history, sometimes I just find myself tears just running. I may not be crying, but sometimes I say, Lord, have mercy on us. Where did we miss this thing? I mean, these guys, these men carried power. They really carried power. If you've not watched enough of their videos, you may think people are exaggerating. But when God grants you access to rare materials, I remember watching one of these men of God, I think it was A.A. Allen. They brought someone who had polio, and it was as if he was stretching cloth that you are going to iron. He just stretched that guy and told him to stand up, and that was it.
Let your power, Holy Ghost power, rest on me, rest on me. Let your power, Holy Ghost power, rest on me, rest on me. Oh,
continue. Number two, the second level of resources you must press to have is called intellectual resources. Write it down, please. Write it down and let's make progress. The resources of knowledge, the resources of wisdom, the resources of understanding. Intellectual resources. Intellectual resources. Proverbs chapter 24, please. From verse 3 and 4, Proverbs 24, 3 and 4, intellectual resources. Give us this day our daily bread. Through wisdom, my Bible says, Amplified, please. Amplified gives us a broader perspective as to that scripture. Through skillful and godly wisdom, it says, is a house, a life, a home, a family built, and by understanding, it is established on sound and good foundation. Next verse. It says, by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. The Bible says there is treasure and oil to be desired in the dwelling of the wise. There is treasure. Every time you find wisdom, there are resources that follow it. Not just mighty works. There is treasure and there is oil to be desired in the house of the wise. That was why when the woman, the wife of the sons of the prophet, came and met the prophet and said, I have nothing except. The prophet said, you said your husband was a prophet? No. If he was a prophet, it means that he had encountered the wisdom of God. If there's no treasure, check, there is oil. There has to be both treasure and oil in the house of the wise, that even if treasure finishes, when you check, there's still oil. It's impossible to have wisdom and not find treasure and oil to be desired. One of the things that was depleted in the foolish virgins was oil. Oil. And they said, go to them that sell. There are wise people who know how to. If the ones who carried extra oil are called wise, then the ones who sell them are called what? You see? Oil and treasure to be desired. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread, please look up. You know that destiny actualization, like I have taught you, is knowledge dependent, is wisdom dependent, is understanding dependent. There are forces, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible calls them exceeding great and precious promises. It says that by them you might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. If you do not know the way that leads to the city, you see, the Bible says the labor of the fool wearieth every one of them. Every one of the ministry, every one of the company, every individual, because he knoweth not how to get to the city. Job chapter 38 and verse 33, NIV. Here's what God told Job. NIV, please. Do you know the laws of the heavens? And can you set up God's dominion using those laws over the earth? Do you know the laws? I think NLT says about the same thing. Do you know the laws? KJV says the ordinances of heaven. Yes, I like NLT. Let's read NLT. One, two, go. Do you know the laws of the universe? It says, can you use them to regulate the earth? Regulate the earth. Can you use them and tame life like an animal? Can you use these spiritual laws and define your realities? There are laws that govern influence. There are laws that govern abundance. There are laws that control leadership. There are laws that control growth. There are laws that control sustainability of anything. Which one do you know and which one do you not know? These are the resources. When you say, give us this day our daily bread, you are saying, make available to my life, oh God, the kind of knowledge I need to be empowered for the journey, the wisdom I need to be empowered for the journey. Some of you, you're coming for koinonia. Is God answering this prayer? You have found a place of your daily bread where you receive knowledge. Knowledge that equips you, wisdom that empowers you. Are we together? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There is a way to get results. You have to master the art of producing results. There is a way to get results. There are many women here. If we say we want to cook for everyone here, there are certain women who single-handedly, they can cook for 1,000 people and they will not make mistakes. It's called mastery. Mastery. Some of us may be able to cook for one or two people, maybe ourselves and any other person who is there. But once you say cook for a crowd, the dynamics change. There are some of you who can drive, but you can't drive a truck. You've been driving for 10 years, but if we give you a truck, you may die. What is the difference? The dynamics. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 2, the Bible says that that man knoweth not as he ought to know. There is a standard in the spirit that controls any dimension of result you want. Please listen carefully. Those who have excelled in life and destiny are those who by mercy and grace, in honor to their hunger, have found an oasis of knowledge and they have plunged into it to their advantage. Knowledge. In ignorance, you are already a defeated believer. Even if Satan does not exist, in ignorance, you are already a defeated believer. My people are destroyed, Hosea 4 and verse 6, for the lack of knowledge. It says, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven, and canst thou establish the dominion upon the earth thereof? Do you understand the principles by which the heavens regulate itself? In fact, let's read verse 34. And 35, same Job 38. I like what he says. Can you shut the clouds and make it rain? Can you shout to the clouds? KJV says, do you know the mystery that you will command the clouds and you will be drenched with abundance of water? Can you lift up your voice that there is a way you can stand as a believer, not divination, on the strength of a certain kind of knowledge? Creation, elemental forces can support you. It was Job that said, you will be delivered. Or is it Proverbs now? That you will be delivered in six things. Among them, he said, the scourging tongues of men. Who would have known that the speakings of men have life? That a man can program trouble and leave you, and the trouble can be waiting there to it. Believers are ignorant people. This is the reason why we need abundance of light. In fact, do you know the inheritance of the saints is light? What the Bible calls inheritance is not car, it's not houses, it's light. Access to a requisite body of knowledge that upgrades you to the God class. The Zoe life that we have received, you see, activating it is knowledge dependent. The degree to which you access light, quality light, high level spiritual illumination. Ephesians 4:18, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their minds. The assignment of the God of this world is not even to afflict your health, is to blind your mind so that you will not see. John 1:5, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John chapter 1 and verse 6, there was a man sent from God. His name was John. His assignment, verse 7, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, of the light. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, 15 and 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. It says, neither do men light a candle. If the candle does not have light, you can throw it anywhere. But the moment light comes on it, there is a position that candle should not be again. It is placed on a candlestick and it gives light to all who are in the house. The first way to make your light so shine is to be enlightened. When you carry the light, then you can make it shine. Isaiah 60 and verse 1, amplified. Arise from the depression and the prostration that circumstances have kept you. It says, rise to a new light. 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 Someone shout light. Listen. Are you seeing that for most people, if you ask them why they are not making progress, they will say, if somebody can just help me with money. When they say, I need help, what they mean is transport, and there's nothing wrong. But I'm showing you that these are the richer spiritual resources. When he says, give us this day our daily bread, you see that? He's not just talking of a loaf of bread. For you will eat of that bread and go to the toilet hours later on, and that will be the end of it. But there is one you can have. It lasts, it stays, and it calls every other thing after its kind. Divine presence, power, back it up with wisdom, back it up with knowledge. I have taught you here, listen to my teachings. I have taught you so many things. Get my message, the ministry of light, the journey beyond salvation, the ministry of light. I show you a journey beyond salvation, that beyond the initial salvation, there is a journey. There is a journey. John 17 and verse 3, this is life eternal. It says that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Light. I remain a student of light. He says, if we walk in the light, if we walk in the light, if you choose to walk in the light, there are things that happen to your life as he is in the light. If we walk in the light, please contend for light. Get materials. You heard the testimony of the gentleman who came here, ignorant, bankrupt of light. Do you know that their situation would have remained the way it is till today? The value of the prophetic word was that it came to a life that was hungry for light. It wasn't only them who heard that prophetic word. They heard the word just like we did. But the word did not benefit them, not mixed with faith. I hope you know that faith is a child of light. Faith is a child of revelation. Genuine Bible faith is not a mechanical thing. In fact, it is a natural product of light. Light. Bible faith is a product of light. Bible faith, a product of light. They heard the word just like we did. If it be thou, bid me come. And he said, come. The faith comes from light, comes from knowledge. Are we together now? If I give you an instruction and I say, stand up and come and meet me. Now, because the word has come, you can act on it. That becomes faith. But if you get up and you are coming, it's called madness, not faith. Give us this day. Ladies and gentlemen, your daily bread is the divine presence you can secure, the power of the Holy Spirit you can secure. Your daily bread is also your access to high level spiritual illumination. High level spiritual illumination. High level spiritual illumination. Now, when it has to do with knowledge, there are two dimensions of it. Let me just touch on it quickly. There is spiritual knowledge, and then there is knowledge of the laws of the universe. You need both of them. There is spiritual knowledge, there is knowledge of the laws of the universe. Many believers, do you know when you went to school, especially for most who are science-based and who studied courses around social science, psychology, most of the things you went to learn are principles that relate to a number of laws that govern the universe. If it's a study of the human body, to make drugs and everything, they operate on laws. Are we together? Spiritual laws are important, but I want you to know that there are laws that regulate life. There are laws. For instance, the law of honor. The law of honor is not just a spiritual law alone. The law of honor is a law that works for men, animals, anything at all. The reward system of the kingdom, for instance. There are laws that govern leadership. There are laws that govern influence. These are not necessarily spiritual laws, even though they are God's laws. Most people do not take out time to study these laws. The law of mental transformation. This is a law that the realities in your life come in honor to the quality of your belief systems. I told you, remember I taught you that your belief system is your contribution to your failure or your success. Your belief system is how you contributed to your becoming a failure or how you contributed to becoming a success. So every time you fail or succeed, ultimately give glory to God. But the dynamics is that a part of your contribution was your belief system. If you fail, check well. Demons partnered with your belief system. Failure partnered with your belief system. Like a womb, your belief system came to empower failure. Hallelujah. Listen, let me challenge everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go for knowledge. There are too many teachings. Go for knowledge. If you take the time to listen to the teachings that have come just from January till now, I'm telling you, it's enough to open doors. Do I recap on the teachings? Just take a message like Lessons from an Overcomer. Sit with that message. It will change your life. Are we together? Seasons of Abundance, Deliverance from Captivity, The Ministry of Light. I mean, I can name them. Many believers are lazy. God has distilled knowledge. He's taken sense from nonsense and he's brought it. All it takes is for you to calm down and study. I'm reminded of the testimony of a dear brother during, I think that was a US conference or so. Very humbling testimony. Right from jail, incarcerated under the influence of drugs, and his friend gave him the teachings, and this guy started listening methodically. And in 1 year or thereabout, came out of jail, rehabilitated, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, owned properties. Come on now. The transforming power of light. Look at the other brother now. He listened to a message, came, received a prophetic word. He had that brother all the while in Dubai. Like your destiny helper has been all the while in Abuja, but waiting for your knowledge to trigger things in the spirit. You see, the realm of the spirit works based on a call and response system. A call and response system. There has to be a call before there is a response. And you don't call by just speaking. You call. Your mind also has a voice. It can call things. The Bible says even your mind is a prayer warrior, and that God can answer the request that your mindset gives. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you ask or think. Two ways to pray: by verbalizing it, and by the power, the excellency of your mentality. Your mindset is a prayer warrior. There are things it can call to your life. Job said, "The thing that I feared most has come upon me. I attracted failure by my fear, the abundance that I had. What if I lose this one day? What if I lose this one day?" I hope you're learning koinonia. So when he says our daily bread, the mystery of sufficiency happens for you when you are able to acquire the requisite knowledge, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. And I taught you the difference already, that knowledge talks about a coordinated gathering of useful information, but it is not profitable on its own. Are we together now? Understanding means the comprehension of those laws. Understanding the working dynamics. How to combine knowledge so that it profits you. Wisdom is the grace and the fortitude to put knowledge that has been understood to work so that it produces. Knowledge, understanding, wisdom. When you act on what you do not understand, you only recycle seasons of pain. It is wisdom, then understanding. Knowledge, then understanding, then wisdom. The third resource, very quickly, give us this day. Who is learning? You are seeing what you need for the journey. When you find people who are running and they don't seem to stop, these are the forces working behind the scenes. The presence force, the power force, the knowledge, wisdom, understanding force. Number four. Are you ready? The third resource that you need, or number three now, human resources. Human resources. Human resources, my God. Human resources. Human resources. First Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 1. First Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 1. Human resources. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag while he yet kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish. Read with me Koinonia, the last sentence. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. Helpers of the war. You are as fortunate as the men who believe you. You are as fortunate as the men who are willing to stand with you until God's vision upon your life comes to fruition. You are as fortunate when you are praying and saying, Lord, show me mercy and favor. Don't just pray for money. The money is in the hands of men. The money is not in the bank. The bank only keeps it for men. You are as fortunate, I tell you sincerely, as the men, not the amount in your account, the men that are willing to stand with you, willing to stand with you, willing to drive that vision. In ancient times, the excellency of the might of a king was first men before the treasures. Men, in the multitude of men is a king's honor. The Lord gave the word, but great was the company of them that published it. Let me tell you the truth. In the business of kingdom advance, number is an advantage. Yes, sir, it is. It is. It is. When God wants to help a man, in addition to giving you the gift of himself, he puts upon the heart of men those who are touched enough to stand with you, touched enough to partner with you, touched enough to pour out their resources, their time, their energy. The heaven of heavens belong to the Lord, but ladies and gentlemen, the earth he had given to the sons of men. I've told you, if God says yes and men say no, your yes remains in the realm of the spirit. It is always the spirit and the bride that says come. It is the spirit and the bride. There are many of you, God has said yes from time immemorial, but the human vessel to come into partnership with prophecy has not come, either by demonic obstructions or by the low level of your ignorance. In the name of Jesus tonight, may things change. Your destiny accelerates at the pace and the speed with which helpers arrive. It is true. It is true. Today, by the grace of God, we have been marvelously helped of God. Yes, the presence is there. Yes, the power is there. Yes, the privilege of wisdom is there. But I can tell you, every vision is driven upon the strength of men. Even the ark is carried upon the shoulder of priests. The ark is God's presence, but it takes men to carry it to where it needs to go to. Hallelujah. Men. Organizations, you need men. Pastors, pray for men. Quality men. I'm not just talking about members. I'm talking about people mandated to be part of your destiny. I have taught you this. When you surround yourself with an audience that does not have value for what you carry, you will be trivialized even though gifted. When God wants to help a man, he changes your audience. He puts you before men and women who have an appreciation for the investment of God upon your life. Are we together now? Yes, sir. Woe betides a gifted man who stands in the presence of those who do not have the discernment over what you carry. They can turn a king to become a prisoner. Potiphar stood before Joseph, not knowing that would be his prime minister, lost an opportunity to establish a great relationship. Potiphar's wife came with her own trouble, sent him to the prison. But when he stood before the king said, "This is what I'm looking for. Joseph, it is only in ranking that I'll be higher than you. But as far as administration and operation is concerned, Egypt is yours. Do with it as you please." Men, I have learned in my life the value of men. Men as intercessors. Men as financial partners. Men, do you know that goodwill is as powerful as prophecy? Goodwill. That someone speaks good and leaves a good word. I don't know this person, but he's a good man. Whatever assistance you can provide for him, that literally can turn the tides. If you think goodwill does not work, live long enough on earth under bad luck and bad will. Bad luck starts from bad will. Demons look for words and they partner with the word and program negative climates over people. The wife of Herod came and met him and said, "I had a dream. This man is a good man. I don't know him, but be careful. Be careful. Something tells me this is a good man." And the guy did not listen. One man ordained by God, sent by God to hold your hand in ministry, to hold your hand in business. Not everybody is a con person. Not everybody is a deceiver. Believers, learn this. It is part of God's system. When he says, "Give us this day our daily bread," it also means, please bring the men ordained by yourself to my destiny. The men to help my expansion. The men to sustain my relevance. Bring them. And one by one, from one state, one region, one nation, they keep coming. And you will wonder why they seem to ignore others and focus on you. They were sent. "Go to Zarephath. I have commanded," commanded. The woman did not sound like she was commanded. It was a spiritual reality. "I have softened her heart for your sake." May you meet a man that God has touched for your sake. Touched for your sake. "Apostle, but this visa issue, I can't meet my wife because I'm in Nigeria. She's been in, the thing is difficult." I submit to you, it's only as difficult as the man who is absent in your life. The day you meet a sent person, someone was giving me a very, you know, humbling testimony when I returned yesterday at the airport, and he said one thing led to the other. He was trusting God. I think he was to get a US visa or so somewhere, and you know, he tried, it was not working. And this was someone who was working in a place where it shouldn't be difficult. And he said while he was doing his work at the airport, as a senior, you know, uniform man, suddenly one of the consulars just arrived in Nigeria and he helped the person. And he just felt like telling the person, "Sorry, could you help me over my issue?" And the man said, "Really?" He said, "Okay, call this number, send a text," and that was it. Everything is as hard as who is absent. Everything is as hard as who is absent. Hard as who is absent. Hard as who is absent. There are times that the person holding the key to a store comes late and every hungry person stands there. Have you desired to buy something from a shop, maybe a small shop? And the person to open it, even the owner does not know that the person he put there has not arrived. And you are standing, you want to quickly buy bread for your children. And yet the boy woke up late. And he's punishing you because he woke up late. And sometimes you get angry and say, "Why, this is 7 o'clock, you should be open by now." And he says, "I'm sorry, I slept late." His lateness affected you. What if you come and meet him early? You will go early. Was it not the delay of the bridegroom that turned the virgins to foolish and wise? If the bridegroom came early, all of them would simply be called virgins, because one person delayed in arrival. There are times that simply because something happens, maybe a pilot arrives at the airport late, it can affect not only that very aircraft, all other flights that day will be affected. I pray for you. This thing called speed, may you enjoy it in this season. Honestly, from the depth of my heart, I pray for you. Not just that God will bring men, that he will bring them on time, on time, on time. Help us on time. Lift us on time. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Give us this day. Give us this day. When Jesus came, as the Bible records, from birth, he had not solved anybody's problem financially. So it's not about value. Wise men heard that a baby was born. They didn't even wait to verify whether he was productive or not. They came bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Bible doesn't tell us what Jesus did with it, but we know from that day he didn't beg again. Use your brain and tell me what you would do as a baby with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those were expensive resources. I remember, I think it was John G. Lake who was giving his story when God sent him to Spokane. As he was there on the line, that there were people who were already sent to wait there, and they kept asking, "Are you John Lake? Are you John Lake?" And they said, "The Lord asked us, he told us you were coming. Give us this day, that before you arrive a city, your helpers get there before you." And they said, "We've been searching. The Lord told us that an orphan is going to come to this land." Hallelujah. Something happened a few weeks here. Please sit down. Let me just share it. Something happened a few weeks here that touched me. I was praying, preparing for service. Maybe about a month ago, I was praying, preparing for service, and I saw a vision of two young ladies. And the Lord told me that I'm going to meet ladies as I'm counseling. They are orphans. He said I should help them and put a scholarship program for them. I was praying. I came to church, finished koinonia, finished counseling. While I was praying, then I just see these two ladies standing before me, and I was smiling. They didn't even know that for their sake, only God knows the prayer they were praying in their rooms. I'm just sharing this with you. I'm sure they are even in church here. Two young girls. One from one of these neighboring states. And I looked at them, and without hesitation, your helpers know they were sent to you. You don't need to manipulate them to give you money. You don't need to they know they are sent. They will tell you, "I came to your church. I came to stand by you. It was God who sent me." Why does it look like you are without help? You have not received your daily bread. There is a grace that can compel men to help you. I've seen this in ministry. I can tell you stories that will sound like arrogance. The help of men, somebody holding you, somebody advocating for your rising, someone insisting that life treats you fairly. For some of you, this is the part of your daily bread you do not have. You have wisdom. You've contended for presence, but you are grossly lacking in the ministry of men. Everything you do in your life, you do alone. No quality men. Your contacts are full of troublemakers. You need God to show you mercy tonight. One person, one. Again, I refer you to the story of that brother in debt. At what point would he have started paying that debt? I told you, answer to prayers is men dependent. A major part of answered prayer is because of men. Apostle, I'm praying for promotion. No, it's men dependent. What you call promotion today is a reality on somebody's table. Now, Apostle, I want someone to release my money, but I cannot meet some. There is, everybody respects somebody, even Satan. Everybody respects someone. And when God wants to help you, he will make the person they respect to speak to them on your behalf. Everybody respects someone. Everybody. The most stubborn, the most hardened, even if they say over my dead body. In my own little capacity as a man of God, there are people, because of the honor they have for me, I can speak to them, please, on my honor, help so, 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 and so. Apostle, if it's for you, anything, it's done. That's it. In 1 minute, a man's prayer and fasting can be answered because of a man. I'm praying for you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, the human resources that must come to your life, quality men, gatekeepers, holders of keys, I pray for you. May you encounter them this week. May you encounter them this week. May you encounter them this week. May you encounter some this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sit down. Please sit down. I am not sure. Just help those under the anointing. I am not sure there is any major season in my life where a man did not partner with God to make it happen for me. This is the mystery of ease. What are you looking for that men cannot be used by God to do? Visa, travels, a job, a good word, is that you've not met the right people. It is not every man that can give you every answer. That's why not everybody could bring Joseph out of the pit. It had to be the king. It had to be the king. Had to be the king. Man of God, let me give you a prayer point. Go back home and pray. That small work can grow. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to do a lot of things and manipulate people. Just go on your knees and cry. God, when you sent me, you also sent helpers. The assignment has arrived, but the helpers have not come. Bring them speedily to protect my integrity. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. Don't take advantage of men, but I will tell you this. When you find the men sent to you, you will be flattered by their level of loyalty and commitment. Not the one you called, not the one you begged, not the one you manipulated, not the ones who are transactional. Men sent by God, that they know that my standing with you is my assignment, whether in intercession, whether financially. There are people I got to know who pray for me every day without fail. Is their assignment till they see the Lord. And I met them, it wasn't even their business whether they meet me. Is their commitment, like their assignment, without fail. They are more prayerful than even me that God called. Lord, you will not fail. Open doors. All they need to know is what ministry project is on ground now. They distribute that prayer request among themselves. Open fire, day, night. And some of us just cruise on the wings of genuine intercession. Hallelujah. I have a dear friend of mine, and he was telling me that every time he has a great meeting, that's how they have a group of people who pray for him. I said, my brother is like that for everybody who God called and knows how to attract helpers. Are we together? That a helper can come and call you, and you say, I'm in a meeting. Say, I will wait. I just wanted to know, have you eaten today? You say, why are you so concerned? How about your children? What school are they going to? I hear that you have a program in Lagos. Do you have a house to stay there? Please, there's one of my friends. Do you need any help at the airport? I hear your child is relocating. There is a scholarship program. I have a slot. Can I give your child? And you are wondering, why this? Help us. Numbers 1:5. Let me drum it to your head again. These are the names of the men that shall stand with you. These are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Joshua Selman, there are names, like you have submitted names. They will stand with you. This is not just for a man of God. Anybody on the business of kingdom advance, there is a roll call. And tonight, may God make that roll call. Ah, there are people for your sake. John, where are you? Why have you not helped this pastor? That billionaire man, where are you? I told you from January that you will help build a church for a man of God. This is the man of God. Give him all your support. And the man says, yes, sir. And he comes to meet you. I am on a mandate to help you. And you say, no, I don't want manipulation. He said, look, I'm a man of integrity. I was sent by God. Where will I get the land? Don't worry. My friend is the director of lands. Where will I get the construction? This is what I'm doing. Where will I get the architects? Don't worry. My younger brother is an architect. Come on now. Everything you need. This is what the Bible means when it says, and God is able to make all grace. All grace. Everything required. You want to step into a place to do ministry. As soon as you step in there, your first prayer, your keyboardist comes, your drummer comes. Are we together? Your worshippers, they all come as if they were dragged with a rope. Oh, we are here. Why are you here? Well, we just failed to come and join the prayer meeting. And you say, okay, you take 10 minutes prayer. You sing praise and worship. And the lady raises that prayer, that song. And you say, I found my music director. I found the head of prayer. I found the drummer. And someone will say, is it that? How did you gather them? No, you don't have the power to call them. They are brought. They are brought. They are brought. They are brought. Learn this. They are brought. Man of God, you can't gather members. Nobody has the power to gather members. They are brought. There is no skill that is enough to gather members. Human beings are not animals. They are brought in honor to these things. Ta-da-da-da-da-da. Every long-standing issue around your life that requires a man to step in, I cry to the God of Sabaoth this night in the name of Jesus. While you are asleep, may God wake men and position men to see to it that those requests are answered speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.